Well, good evening, brothers and sisters.
Hello.
My name is Moses, Moses Louis from Sydney, Australia. Yes, indeed, what we call down under. And my better half, my wife Eva, is right there. Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me, inviting me to speak tonight.
今日主，你俾你哋能够邀请，能够与你哋大家能够有交通。
I must share with you, I feel very much at home.
同大家讲，我真系觉得好似翻到屋企一样。
Even though this is my first time here, I was in San Bruno before.
虽然第一次嚟到呢度，但我去过San Bruno嗰边嘅。
I can think of why.
我就啊，点解咧？
I would say, I knew Brother Wong. And he had been very, I would say, instrumental in my spiritual development.
其實咧，我係認識阿黃弟兄嘅。佢喺我個熟練嗰個嘅長進方面咧，係有好有指示性嘅。
I remember when I was back in Hong Kong, finished my school certificate, and I had been Christians already for a few years.
當我喺香港，我讀完中學嘅時候咧，我已經係信咗主好幾年噶啦。
But I was a bit lost.
但係咧，我有啲嘅失落。
In terms of pursuing the Lord.
意思就係追隨主嗰方面。
But praise the Lord, Brother Wong came and we had a conference.
今日主黃廷嚟到我哋有個嘅特會。
And he talked about the eternal purpose of God.
佢走喺嗰度嚟到交通到神永遠嘅旨意。
Using the book of Ephesians.
就係用呢個以弗所書嚟到交通嘅。
I must say, my heart was widened and my eyes were opened.
我可以咁應該係咁講，我眼睛將嚟到被打開。
He answered my question.
佢就嘅交通答應咗我心裏邊嘅問題。
Yes, as Christians, I read the Bible, I pray, and I go to church regularly.
當然作為基督徒，我有讀聖經，亦都有按時去教會嚟到聚會。
But then what?
但又如何咧？
What's the purpose?
我個目的係喺邊度咧？
It seems like no aim, no purpose.
好似冇目的，冇終點。
But when Brother Wong explained, there is an eternal purpose of God of all our pursuits.
但係當弟兄你交通到神永遠嘅旨意，就講到我哋嘅追求。
It really touched my heart.
就觸動我嘅心房。
And then secondly, we know Brother Wong very much emphasized on the Word of God.
另外咧，我哋知道黃弟兄咧好強調關乎神嘅話。
To know Him, to serve Him, we must know the Word of God.
嚟到認識佢，嚟到服侍佢，必須要認識神嘅話。
Well, indeed, a few weeks ago, I was in Chicago.
幾個禮拜之前，我喺芝加哥。
I was attending a summit by the organization called Bible Study Fellowship (BSF).
我喺嗰度去參加呢個一家叫 BSF 嘅一個特會。
Okay. The Chinese is called 研讀聖經團契。 And I was very involved in that organization, but I still remember my prayer when I had to decide whether to join the leadership many years ago.
我喺BSF 咧，我係好深深嘅有投入嘅。 但好多年之前，究竟我要唔要喺裏邊做呢個教導嘅責任咧
？And the Lord gave me this word.
神就將呢啲話嚟俾過我。
I honour those who honour my words.
我係敬重嗰啲敬重我話語嘅人。
And I believe this is also planted by Brother Wong, like how he laid very heavy in me that all our service must be based on the Word of God.
咁我就記得。 就係黃弟兄咁教導嘅，我哋所有嘅服侍必須係根據神嘅話。
So let me tell you, when I came here, I feel that we are in Chinese is 同門師兄弟。 I don't know how to use it in English.
我哋嚟到呢度咧，就好似覺得我哋同門師兄弟一樣嘅。
Well, the Lord has given me this topic. Without vision, the people cast off restraint.
神俾呢個嘅題目俾我，就係沒有異象，民就放肆。
Do you know where this comes from?
你知道究竟係喺聖經邊度嚟嘅咧？
I give you some homework. Check it out in the Proverbs.
呢個咧就喺聖經裏邊嘅
29:18.
箴言啊，29章第18節。
Without vision, some translation is without revelation, the people cast off restraint.
啊，另一個嘅翻譯咧，如果啊沒有啊睇沒有啟示咧，啊民就分散。
And actually, I like the Chinese translation, 放肆。
啊，其實中文係翻得好好嘅，啊放肆。
What is 放肆？
啊，放肆係咩意思咧？
We don't use this word very much, but you sometimes hear, especially if your children misbehave, the parents would say, 放肆。
很少用这个词语的，但是如果你有仔女的话，如果仔女作得不对，你就说作为父母就说太放肆了。
Well, that means no longer I need to comply or abide with any principle.
意思就是说放肆的意思就是说我完全不再跟随什么原则了。
I will do whatever I like.
我想做就去做。
So, no restraints.
没有任何的核制。
Indeed, another translation in English is actually the people perish.
另外英文的一个翻译呢就是民就灭亡。
Yeah, exactly. This is what the Bible actually warned us.If we live without vision, first, we will cast out restraints, and secondly, we will perish.
聖經就是這樣警告我們，如果沒有異象的話，我們就會放肆，另外也都會引進滅亡。
So, brothers and sisters, I would like to pray that the Lord will help us to live as a believer, but a believer with vision.
所以願意神能夠引領我們一班我信主的人是有异象的一班的人。
Whenever I see brothers and sisters Christians for many years, when you share with them, sometimes you feel the coldness from their conversation.
很多时候，就算同信主的一班人信了主很久的，同他有交通呢，你觉得在里面呢冷淡。
I'm a Christian. I'm a good Christian. I read the Bible. I attend the church. I tithe. What else do you want me to do?
我是一个好的基督徒，我读圣经，我又去聚会，我又祈祷，咁你仲想要咩嘢咧？
The Bible said, the book of Ephesians, Paul told us, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
以弗所书咁系咁劝诫我哋嘅，唔好做糊涂人，要明白主嘅旨意系如何。
Don't be foolish.
唔好作糊涂人。
The Lord wants us to live with purpose and with His will.
主是愿意我们活着有认识他的旨意，认识他的旨意。
Now you may think, what vision are you talking about?
咁你话究竟系咩嘢嘅异象呢？
Can you name any visions in the Bible?
你究竟可唔可以讲下圣经里边有边啲嘅异象？
When I said vision, I mean the visions that first of all let's define the visions that will reveal who God is and His purpose.
我所讲到异象或者是这样定义呢就是神的旨意并且将他的所事。
That's very important. Not just, oh, I've seen something, I dreamt something. This is not what I'm talking about.
我所讲到的异象不是说我想到某些东西就做某些东西，不是我所讲的。
Unfortunately, this word can be misquoted in different circumstances.
当然真的在不同的环境底下，有人用异象这个字呢用错了。
And I've heard like someone would say, I have vision that you shouldn't have married him or her. You should be marrying me. That sort of nonsense.
有些人就说，哎呀，我有这样的异象，所以你呢要跟我结婚。
Well, in the Old Testament, clearly, we saw Isaiah in chapter 6. He saw a vision.
在圣经的以赛亚书第六章里面，以赛亚是见到异象的。
And the book of Ezekiel, even chapter 1, it says, this is the vision from God to Ezekiel.
在以西结书第一章里面就讲到这个从神给这个以西结的异象。
From book of Daniel, from chapter 2, when Nebuchadnezzar was puzzled by the dream, he explained and told Nebuchadnezzar who God is and what God's plan will be.
在这个但以理书第二章里面，尼布格尼撒王有一个的梦，但以理从神得到一个解梦， 就將呢個夢嘅意思嚟到解俾呢個尼布甲尼撒王聽。
And then indeed from chapter 7 to 12, like the second half of Daniel was all about God's vision.
喺第七章到第十二章，其實係後半卷書全部都係關乎神俾但以理嘅意象。
I would encourage you to go home. Do not just read chapter 1 to 6. Very interesting story. But chapter 7 to 12. Truly, God wants us to know His plan for mankind.
我鼓勵弟兄姊妹不單止來讀一章但以理書一章到六章很美好的故事但是在第七章到第十二章呢那是講到神對末期裡面神的意旨是如何。
So,From three examples, we could see when someone receives the vision of God, it changes their life and direction.
在这三个的例子当中，当人从神那里得到异象的时候，这个是会改变他的一生，并且他的看见的。
What about New Testament? Can you think of any vision?
究竟还有呢，在新约当中，你有没有想起什么的异象呢？
Wow, very good. We'll come to that, Paul. Like,
是保罗，一阵间会提啦。
First of all, let's name few, like Peter.
或者我先讲几个啦，譬如系彼得。
You know, when we read the Gospel, we read the Mount of Transfiguration.
当我哋嚟到读呢个福音书嘅时候，讲到变化山。
We always remember the story. Oh, Peter saw the vision. Of course, with John and James, and he sort of at the loss.And then he utters something just incoherent in a sense.
咁我哋嚟到想起咧，彼得同呢个约翰同埋雅各，你要见到异象，佢就讲一啲话啦。
Lord Jesus is so good. Why don't we build three tents here? One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. And then suddenly the cloud came, and then they disappear.
在这里真的好了，不如我们盖三座棚，一座给主耶稣，一座给摩西，一座给以利亚，突然间天上边有话了。
You may think Peter didn't quite understand the vision.
你就知道彼得他并不认识这个异象。
And we sometimes think, oh, he's so immature. He shouldn't have asked for three tents, should be only seeing Jesus and sort of, you've missed the opportunity.
我就哎呀，点解佢会唔明白咧？佢唔应该咁讲。有三座棚啊，净系主耶稣咪好咯。
But you know what? His own testimony in 2 Peter chapter 1:16-18.
但系关乎佢自己嘅见证喺彼得后书第一章嘅14-16节，16-18节。
Wow, he remembered clearly what had happened.In that mountain, and how he saw the vision of Christ.
佢好記得喺山嘅上邊呢件嘅事情，佢點樣嚟到見到我哋主耶穌基督。
Let's read it. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty.
第十六節，我們從前將我們主耶穌基督嘅大能和他降臨嘅事告訴你們。并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，那是亲眼见过他的威荣。
For he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my son, whom I love; with him I am well pleased."
他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Now, this is his testimony. We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain.
我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
So this is again a recall of the story happening on the mount. And truly, at the end of his life, he remembered clearly what he saw.
这个是他的见证。到了他人走到年纪末了的时候，他仍然记得天上在山上边的这个景象，这个异象。
From verse 17 again, from the majestic glory, this is my son whom I love, with him I am well pleased.
这个是我的爱主，我所喜悦的，就是父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，他大极大荣 光当中的声音出来。
So this affected Peter's whole life.
啊，这个异象影响彼得的一生。
Who Jesus is?
究竟基督是谁？
And what is he going to do?
啊，并且他要做何事呢？
Back to verse 16, the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，翻翻去第十六节，就是讲到啊，主耶稣基督的大能同埋佢降临嘅事。
And then another example, Paul, which we are all very familiar.
啊，另外一个例子就系讲到呢个啊保罗，我哋十分啊认识嘅、熟悉嘅。
In Acts 20,
喺啊使徒行传嘅第二十章
，and verse 24,
第二十四节。
However, I consider my life worth nothing to me.If only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
And then back chapter 26:19, he said, "So then, King Agrippa."I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
二十六章嘅第十九节，阿基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来嘅异象。
Again, this is Paul's testimony.
啊，再一次呢个系啊保罗嘅见证。
On the road to Damascus, he was walking firmly, determinedly along this path.
啊！佢喺往大馬色嘅路上，佢有堅定嘅嚟要走呢條嘅道路。
But when he saw the Lord and he received the visions, he turned around and never depart from the vision.
啊！但當佢見到啊天上從天上邊而嚟嘅異象嘅時候咧，佢就轉啊走另外一條嘅路，並且佢會一生都係走呢條路，永不離開。
I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
我没有违背那从天上而来的异象。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
what is your vision?
究竟你的异象是什么呢
？As a believer,
作为一个信主的人
，or let me ask you, has God given revealed His vision to you?
或者是这样问你的，究竟神有没有将他的异象嚟俾过你
呢 ？You may think, no, I don't have the experience of the vision, like Paul on the road to Damascus.
哦，我从来冇好似保罗一样有同样嘅异象喺大马色路上嘅异象喎。
I wasn't on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我亦都冇去过变化山嘅上边。
But let me tell you, God has already given you a vision.
哇，听我讲，神已经将呢个异象赐过俾你啦。
Do you know why?
你认识吗
？Have you read of the book called the Book of Revelation?
啊，究竟你有冇啊？听过一本书，一卷嘅书叫做《启示录》咧。
The whole book of Revelation is from John, and if you refer to chapter 1, verse 1, right from John, the revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place.
啊，整卷嘅啊《启示录》啊，就系啊使徒啊约翰写嘅。啊，就系喺约翰福音嘅啊，又喺呢个启示录嘅第一章第一节，就讲明系耶稣基督嘅启示，系就系神赐俾佢，叫佢将必要化成嘅事指示佢嘅众仆人。
You know, God indeed has given all of us a vision.
啊，神真系啊，俾过我哋每个人啊有佢嘅异象。
To all his servants.
啊，俾佢所有嘅仆人。
Indeed, following on.He continued to explain the source of his revelation.
啊，再啊往下睇嘅时候咧，啊，使徒约翰就讲明啊呢个啊启示嘅来源。
And we read 4 and 5. John to the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you, first of all, from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne.
啊！呢、这个就第四节所写嘅。啊，约翰写信给亚西亚嘅七个教会，但愿那从昔在、今在、以后嘅神和他宝座前嘅七灵。
So and then verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood。
啊，并且系第五节，并那诚实作见证嘅。
从死里首先复活为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，又因为平安归于你们。他用自他爱我们，用自己的血洗我们脱离罪恶。
So very solemnly, this revelation is from the law, the Trinity, God Himself, from the Holy Spirit, and from Jesus Christ.
好严肃嘅这个启示，那系从三一神而嚟，就系父神、子神同埋灵神而嚟嘅。
So tonight I'm going to share with you the book of Revelation, God's revelation to all of us.
晚上我要同大家交通到启示录，就系神向着我哋嘅启示。
Don't worry, I'm not going to go into detail the whole 22 chapters.
你放心，我唔会二十二章都讲晒嘅。
But I need to divide the revelation into four parts and then quickly tell us how God desires us to know Him and His purpose.
我会将这个这卷书呢分为四个部分，俾大家晓得究竟我哋嘅神要我哋知道佢嘅旨意系如何。
Right, just remember, this is not for specialists, and it's not for like deep theologians. This is God's revelation for all of us.
你要知道这个不是给专家看的，也都不是给解经家看的，这个是给我们众人要看的。
Actually, the whole book of Revelation, you can divide it into four main sections. First would be the one in yellow, the letters to the seven churches.And then, which is chapter from 1 to 3. And then throne, the scroll, and the lamb.
是可以分为四个部分的。第一部分就是黄色的，就是给七个教会的书信。第二部分就是绿色的，就是宝座和羔羊。
And then the third, which is which occupies a lot of chapters, about the judgment from God.
然之后第三咧就系、是第三部分咧就系、是、灰色嘅就系、是、关乎神嘅审判。
And then followed by the climax, which is the coming of the New Jerusalem.
然之后咧高潮咧就系、是、新耶路撒冷嘅降临。
Now remember, these are letters. These are letters written to real churches, just like someone writing you an email or a letter.
你要知道。这卷书是真实的书信，是写给教会的，好像人家写一个电邮给你一样。
And throughout these chapters, God wants to reveal again us about He Himself and His purpose.
在整卷书每一章的里面，神要我们知道祂自己的旨意，并且祂的目的。
Okay, quickly, the letters to the seven churches.
第一部分就是给七个教会的书信。
John himself explained, chapter 1, we'll just pick a few verses.
在第一章里面有几节圣经，约翰是这样讲的。
On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, Write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
第十节和第十一节，当主日我被圣灵感动，听见我后面有大声音如吹号说，你所看见的当写在书上，达与以弗所是美拿、别加摩、推雅推拉、撒迪、菲拉、铁菲、老底加那七个教会。
And I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来就看见七个金灯台。
And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet and with a golden sash around his chest.
灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。
So the first vision John saw,
约翰睇见嘅第一个嘅异象咧
，He heard something.Very loud voice, but then when he turned, he saw something.
佢听见好大嘅声音但当佢回转头一看嘅时候咧，就睇见一啲嘅景象。
He saw seven golden lampstands.
佢睇见七个金灯台。
And we all know this golden lampstand. The Bible explained refers to the seven churches.
我哋知道七个金灯台，按照圣经嘅介绍就系七个嘅教会。
More importantly, there's a Son of Man.Walking among the lampstands.
更紧要嘅就系人子喺七个金灯台中间有行走。
He saw the vision. God, the living, risen Lord, when Jesus explained about himself, I'm the one who was dead, now rise again and holds the keys of life. He is the living Jesus, now walking among the lampstands.
他是看见那位复活的人子，就我曾经死了又活了，现在永活的神活活的在七个金灯台中间要行走，就是我的主耶稣基督。
So first of all, John saw the living God, living Jesus walking among his churches.
所以第一点就是约翰看见永活的神就是耶稣基督在他自己的教会当中要行走。
And he saw something more, in more details,like which will follow shortly. If I asked you, tell me who Jesus is.
佢仲后面仲一啲嘅解释到关乎呢个人子。如果我问你呢个人子究竟有你知道几多咧
？Tell me something about Jesus.
你可以同我讲论一下关乎主耶稣吗
？I'm sure we can all share our personal testimony, how you believe, how you became a Christian.
当然我哋都可以交通我哋得救嘅经过，我哋点样成为一个基督徒。
But exactly, do you know who Jesus is?
但是究竟你究竟知道耶稣的所事有几多呢？
Or do you really understand he is the glorious Son of Man?
究竟你认不认识到他是那位荣耀的人子呢？
Praise the Lord, John continues to see something.
赞美主，约翰继续了看见一些景象。
Very much like what he saw previously.On the Mount of Transfiguration.
真的好似佢喺变化山上边所见嘅景象一样。
And very much like what Daniel saw in chapter 7, verse 9 and 10.
亦都好似但以理喺但以喺第一章七到九节里边所睇见嘅。
His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire.
他的头与发皆白如白羊毛如雪眼目如同火焰。
His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters.
脚好似炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同众水的声音。
And his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all brilliance.
他右手拿着七星，从他手中出来一把两刃的利剑。面貌如同烈日放光。
If you go into detail, you see our Lord Jesus is glorious, is powerful, and today he's examining his churches.
如果我哋再睇细节嘅时候咧，我哋知道我哋主耶稣基督系有能力嘅，系荣耀嘅。佢今日嚟到察看佢自己嘅教会。
White hair can represent purity, holiness, eternal wisdom.
那个是雪白是代表那个的单单纯纯一直到永远的。
And his eyes were like the blazing fire can mean like a penetrating insight, purification, and judgment.
他的眼目如同火焰就是讲到眼很厉害的在那里能够审判的。
Now you know, sometimes even we human eyes can discern something very sharp.
你知道，就算人嘅眼睛都能够分好厉害咁嚟作出分辨嘅。
Especially if you have naughty kids, like the moments they behave, you saw, you know what is going on.
特别如果你有曳嘅小朋友咧，喺佢做唔妥嘅事情咧，你睇见咧，你就知道发生咩事啦。
And then his feet was like bronze glowing in the furnace, can obviously represent strength, stability, and also bronze represent judgment.
腳好似炉中锻炼光明的铜，铜咧系代表审判，并且喺嗰度稳妥站立嘅。
Especially clearly said, like glowing in a furnace for purification.
特别咧系讲紧炉啊，炉里边就讲紧要炼净啦。
The sound of rushing water, like powerful, majestic, overwhelming authority.
这个声音如同众水的声音呢就讲紧能力讲紧王权讲紧威严。
If you've been to Niagara Falls, you'll agree with me, truly is majestic.
如果你去过 瓜拉尼加拉瓜大瀑布嘅時候咧，你又真係覺得嗰啲聲音就真係好宏偉啊
！You just find yourself so small, so insignificant. That majestic feeling, actually, you can imagine our God is that awesome and majestic.
啊，咁你有一個感覺就係知道人何等係渺小，我哋嘅啊神就係王。有王權喺嗰度。
And then he holds in his right hand the seven stars. Look at here. It said, "On my right hand." And right hand represents authority and power.
佢右手就係講緊嗰個權柄，拿著七星。
And also it represents his protection. So if you are holding something very strong with your right hand, that means you're not going to let go.
啊，並且咧係啊。右手抓緊意思就係講緊佢嘅保護。如果你用手抓到緊一緊咧，就係佢唔容易放開嘅。
You know this gives us much assurance, or
啊呢個俾我哋好大嘅肯定安慰。
And we can be assured that the church will never be defeated.
你要好肯定知道教會永遠不會被打敗。
Because it is held in the right hand of our Lord.
因為佢係被我嘅主嘅手嚟牢牢握住。
Just like Jesus said, "You will never be lost because my Father's hand holding you firm."
就好似我主耶穌咁講，因為我父嘅手嚟到抓緊，所以你永遠唔會失去。
And he said, "No one can snatch you from my hand."
冇人能夠將你從我手中嚟到奪去。
Indeed, as parents, like I sometimes quite wonder.Why would a baby? I've never seen a baby drop on the floor unless you're really careless. Right?
作為父母，我哋真係好少見到啊，除非你係好大意，我從來冇見到一個 BB 從父母嘅手裏邊跌咗落地下。
Even human beings are so protective of those you love.
Even, 就算係父母，我哋都好識得保護我哋所愛嘅。
And then, the double-edged sword.Obviously, talking about the word of God, double-edged carries authority to judge, to correct, and bring forth the truth.
讲紧两人嘅利剑，就系讲紧神嘅话要出嚟审判，要出嚟断定。
And then finally, the radiance of Jesus' face, like sun shining in all its brilliance, talking about again his glory and his holiness.
講緊面貌如同烈日放光，係講緊佢嘅能力，佢個榮耀。
So brothers and sisters, we need to spend time to meditate on who Jesus is.
弟兄姊妹，我哋需要有時間嚟到沉思，嚟到默想基督嘅所事。
Especially knowing he is now walking among the churches.
並且我哋認識到佢喺七個教會當中嚟到行走。
He is the powerful God.
他是能力的神。
When Jesus declared, "I will build my church."
当我们的主耶稣基督来到宣称，我要建造我的教会。
And the gate of the Hades cannot prevail against it.
阴间的门不能够胜过他。
You know, ever since the church was born in Pentecost,
当教会在五旬节来到诞生的时候，
the church experienced tremendous persecution.
教会就喺嗰度经过好大嘅逼迫。
External persecution, internal disruption.
外面嘅逼迫，里面嘅毁坏。
So many martyrs died for the testimony of Jesus.
为着耶稣基督嘅见证，好多嘅殉道者。
But the church not only wasn't crushed, but continued to flourish.
但系教会冇被压毁。反而更加嚟到定方。
For we just one example from the seven churches.
一個例子從呢個第二個教會嚟講。
First church is the church in Ephesus.
第一個教會係以弗所教會。
Chapter 2 verse 1, we just read from the red line. He walks among the seven golden lampstands.
喺第二章第一節嗰度，喺七個金燈台當中嚟到行走。
So that means Jesus is walking.He's living, he's observing.
意思就是我的主耶稣在当中来行走，在那里来观察。
Do you know Jesus is with us right now?
你知道主耶稣现在今就与我们众人同在。
Every time we gather in his name, he said, "I will be with you."
每一次我们奉他的名来聚会的时候，他说，我就在你们的中间。
Sometimes we take this verse too lightly.
有時咧，我哋好隨便就應用呢節聖經文。
Of course, on one hand, it's a huge promise. Like God is with us. Praise the Lord.
當然啦。按著文字嚟講，感謝主，主在我哋中間。
But on the other hand, do we have the reverence knowing that Jesus is with us?
另外一方面，究竟我哋有冇一個敬畏嘅心？主耶穌在我哋中間。
If we really acknowledge our glorious Lord is with us, we dare not be so casual.
如果我哋真係承認榮耀嘅主耶穌在我哋中間嘅時候咧，我哋唔會咁隨便。
Often we ask brothers and sisters, please do not be late, do not be late.
好多時我哋同弟兄姊妹講，你唔好遲到，唔好遲到。
But I believe if you have an important appointment, I don't need to urge you.
其實如果我係一個好緊要嘅約會咧，我哋都常常地被提醒嘅。
If you're attending an interview for your class promotion, whatever promotion, I'm sure you won't be late.
如果有一個嘅約見啊、面見啊，關乎你要升職嘅約見咧，你實唔會遲到啦。
So from verse 2, Jesus said, "I don't have time to go into detail." He just said, "I know."
我唔詳細講啦。譬如有第二節嗰度講到，我知道。
Almost to every churches, the seven churches, either he said, I know, I see, and I have something to rebuke you or to encourage you.
在这个教会他是这么说的，我知道，我看见，我的话要责备你。
And just for this particular church, Jesus said, yet I hold this against you, you have forsaken your first love.
主耶稣责备这个教会，就说我一件事要责备你的。就是你將起心的愛心離棄了。
Have you ever thought why would this be so important to Jesus?
究竟我哋究竟有冇思想過點解呢件事對耶穌係咁緊要嘅
？If you understand the whole book of Revelation,
如果你認識整本嘅啟示錄
，which will quickly go to the fourth section about the new heaven and new earth and the new Jerusalem.
我哋如果去到第四部分，就係新天新地新耶路撒冷。
New Jerusalem is the wife and the bride of the Lamb.
新耶路撒冷就是羔羊的新婦，也是羔羊的妻。
So to Jesus himself, the church is his bride.
所以对主耶稣来讲，教会就是他的新婦。
And husband and wife, the most important relationship is love.
丈夫和妻子最重要的关系就是爱。
Imagine you have a good friend. You will never say it, you have forsaken your first love to me. Would you say that?
就算你同你嘅配偶嚟到有爭吵嘅時候，你都唔會話你將起初嘅愛心。
No, even if it is your own, if it is not husband and wife, your best friend, your even your children or your parents, you won't use the word first love.
就算唔係你嘅配偶，係你嘅好朋友你嘅細路仔。我哋都唔會用到講到起初嘅愛心。
Obviously, this first love refers to the love that Christ demanded from His church.
呢個起初嘅愛就係基督要求佢嘅教會向著佢嘅。
This is of paramount importance.
呢個係極端嘅重要。
Jesus wants us to love Him.
耶穌係願意我哋嚟愛佢。
Remember the first commandment, or the biggest commandment when Jesus was questioned, what is the biggest commandment?
你記得嘛？有人嚟問主耶穌最大嘅律法係邊一條咧？戒命係邊一條咧
？Love the Lord your God with all your heart, might, and strength.
盡心、盡意、盡性愛主你嘅神。
Loving Him first.
就係先你要愛佢。
And then, This church as well, Jesus again telling other churches, he who's an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
To him, 是向这个教会这么说，向其他教会这么说，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And to him who overcomes, I will. Then follow.
得胜的我就要，每一个教会就不同了。
So,From all the seven churches, I'm sure if you read them, you will find yourself in them.
我相信当你嚟到读呢个七个教会嘅书信嘅时候咧，你会发觉你喺其中之一。
So who is your favorite church?
或者你所爱嘅最中意嘅边一个嘅教会咧？
哦 ，which part of the rebuild you feel like really convicted？
或者系啊边一个责备系叫你里边系啊扎心嘅咧
？I recommend you to go home and read the seven churches and examine yourself before the Lord。
我啊建议你翻去了读呢啊七个教会嘅书信，并且喺嗰度用呢啲话嚟到检查你嘅自己。
I like the word to the church in Sardis. It says, "Be faithful even to the point of death."
啊，就系向呢个撒迪教会嚟到讲，啊，要你哋要至死忠心。
And Philadelphia, we all know, but the little word called, "I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name."
啊，向呢个腓拉铁腓啊教会所讲，你就算有少少嘅力量，你都并冇否认我嘅名。
And then, to me, is a very solemn warning. Is Sardis?
啊，对我嚟讲，啊，好严厉嘅警告就系啊，撒迪嘅啊教会。
You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead.
你好似活嘅，却系死嘅。
Wow! Imagine one day the Holy Spirit tells you, you are dead.
你想象下，有一日如果圣灵嚟到同你讲话，你系死嘅。
Of course, you are born again Christians.
当然你系啊重生咗嘅一个基督徒。
But you are dead.
但你系死嘅。
So solemn.
啊，几严厉咧
？That means we have already departed from the source of life.
意思我哋从生命嘅源头已经脱离咗啦。
And we have a reputation of being alive, but indeed dead before the Lord.
我哋虽然名义上系生嘅，但喺主嘅面前原来系死嘅。
So from this first part, let's come back. May we truly have a vision of who Jesus really is?
啊，所以我翻翻嚟呢个第一呢、这个部分，究竟我哋有冇个异象？究竟主系耶稣是谁
？He is risen, living now, walking among the golden lampstands.
佢系已经复活了。啊！並且現今喺七個金燈台教會當中嚟行走
，and is walking among this church。
並且喺呢個教會當中嚟行走。
The second big section is about the throne, the throne and the Lamb。
啊，第二部分係講關乎到寶座、書卷同埋羔羊。
And John saw the visions, like he actually he realized so many things happening in the world。
啊，約翰睇見一個嘅異象。好多事物喺地上边嚟到展开。
But like the book of Psalms telling us, the Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as King forever.
啊，好似喺啊诗篇嗰个咁讲，啊喺洪水泛滥嘅时候，耶和华坐着为王。
So he saw chapter 4
喺啊第四章系睇见。
I just read the red word. A throne in heaven with someone sitting on it.
啊、第四章的第二節，我立刻被聖靈感動，見一個寶座安置在天上。
So there's a throne in heaven and someone sitting on it. And verse 4, surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and sit on them were 24 elders.
啊，寶座周圍又有24個座位，其上坐著24位長老。
And then verse 6, near the end, in the center around the throne were the four living creatures.
啊，並且喺第六節嗰度咧。啊、就讲到宝座嘅周围咧有四个活物。
And then verse 8, day and night they never stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come."
喺第八节咧，佢哋昼夜不住嘅说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！主神是昔在、今在、以后永在嘅全能者。
This is the picture of worship.
啊，呢、这个系俾我睇见啊一幅敬拜嘅图画。
And following on quickly, chapter 5, and another scenario, worshipping the Lamb.
第五章俾我睇见另外一个景象就系敬拜羔羊。
Verse 12, in a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb."
喺第十二节，佢哋听见佢哋咁嚟到敬拜被杀羔羊系配得嘅。
And then verse 13, after that, I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.
第十三节讲到在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说但愿颂赞尊贵荣耀权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊直到永远。
And the Lord, four living creatures said, Amen, and the elders fell down and worshipped.
四会幕就说阿门，众长老都俯伏了敬拜。
So indeed, if you understand this second part of the vision, John was told, come on in, I'm going to show you something that will happen in the future.
我们如果来到认识这个第二个异象呢，就说约翰说，你看我要将关乎将来的事指示俾你睇。
If I tell you, come on in, I'm going to show you something. What do you expect?
如果我同你讲，你嚟啦，我介绍一啲事物俾你知道。
You will imagine, oh, I want to know what is going to happen next year, the year after, or 100 years later.
你或者会想，或者佢话俾我听，听日、下一年、两年之后，或者一百年之后发生咩嘅事情
？But no, he saw not events, but he saw the thrones and the worship.
佢唔係睇見發生嘅事情，嗱，叫我哋睇見寶座，並且寶座上邊嗰個接受敬拜嘅。
So brothers and sisters, when you think about the church, about God's vision, what is bothering you?
弟兄姊妹，當你要睇見教會睇見主嘅時候，究竟有啲咩嘢嚟限制我哋咧
？When so many things happening in the world.Or in many churches, or even in this church.
在地上边有好多事情会发生，甚至乎教会中间，甚至乎喺我哋教会当中。
What is your reaction?
究竟你有咩嘅反应呢
？Do you see that God is above all?
你有冇睇见无论如何，主仍然坐喺宝座之上
？So we don't just look up. Of course, we need to look up to the Lord.
我哋唔单止仰望，当然我哋系仰望我哋嘅主。
We also need to learn to look down from heaven。
我哋亦都要学习从坐喺天上边嚟到往下嚟到望。
God is always enthroned。
神永远坐喺宝座上边。
He himself and the Lamb seated on the throne。
神与羔羊坐喺宝座上边。
24 elders and the four living creatures。
有24长老，并且四活物。
And then everyone sing praises and worship God.
并且每一位喺嗰度称赞颂扬我哋嘅神。
So when we come to the breaking of bread meeting, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，当我哋一同嚟到擘饼嘅时候
，imagine or have your understanding. Not just we have 100 or more people just remembering the Lord. We are joining the eternal worship with all.The living creatures.
我哋要知道，唔单止我有百几位弟兄姊妹一同嚟到敬拜，我哋那系与属天嘅长老24长老活物一同嚟到敬拜神。
We need to learn to worship.
我哋要认识学习敬拜
，especially in our prayer.
特别喺我哋嘅祷告当中
，we are very familiar with asking God for something.
我哋好熟习你求神俾我哋某一啲嘅事情。
Or telling God all our difficulties。
或者同神你要讲我哋嘅难处。
But you know, it's so easy for God to solve your problem。
你知道神好容易可以解决我一啲嘅问题。
But God is actually training us。
但系其实神系喺嗰度嚟到训练我哋。
To worship Him。To worship Him。
我系需要你敬拜佢。
To acknowledge who He is。
要认识佢嘅所是。
If you have time to go through this worship。Truly, you understand God is telling John who he is.
如果我哋嚟到再详细睇呢几章关乎敬拜嘅事，原来神系叫我哋去认识佢嘅所是。
And quickly, the third sections about the seals, the trumpets, and the bowls, and the destruction of Babylon.
另外第三个小段就关乎七印、七号、七碗，并且巴比伦嘅倾倒。
But this is the most confusing sections in the book of Revelation.
喺启示录里面系比较混乱一啲嘅。
So many different theological interpretation.
啊，有好多唔同聖經嘅解釋。
啊，Are they the same seals, trumpets, or bowls, or are they chronological, or one explaining the other？
啊，究竟呢七印、七號、七碗係咪相同嘅咧？定係佢哋輪住次序發生咧？定係另外一個解釋另外一個嘅咧？
啊，The overall explanation is telling us God is controlling history。
啊，其實。總的來看，就是神是管理歷史的。
Indeed, history is called his story.
這個歷史英文就是說他的故事。
We can actually see from ever since Genesis 3, when sin entered into the world, sin became a power controlling mankind.
從創世記第三章開始，當罪入了世界的時候，罪就成為控制這個世界裡面的一個管轄的
From the seals, from the trumpets, there are wars, there are famines, there are killing, there are destructions.
啊，喺呢個七印七號七碗裏面，裏面有好多嘅戰爭，好多嘅毀壞。
And God seems to be allowing evil, allowing sin to run its courses.
啊，神好似容讓呢啲罪惡，呢啲罪喺嗰度嚟到走過需要所走嘅路程。
And it's hard to believe so many will be killed。
我哋好難相信有咁多人會死去。
But everything is still under God's control。
但所有呢一切都喺神權嘅管理嘅底下。
When God says only one fourth, it is one fourth。
當神講到四分之一，就肯定就係四分一。
And then later on。Is one third, is one third.
後面再講，有三分之一就是三分之一。
Still, you can see God severe judgment. People still reject him.
你喺嗰度睇見神好嚴厲嘅審判，但係人仍然硬心嚟到抵擋神。
And when you look at the Babylon, there's a long description about the fall of Babylon.
關乎到巴比倫嘅傾倒係有好詳細嘅敘述。
Is God's severe judgment.
这个是神严厉的审判。
Throughout history, Satan was undermining God's people and God's plan.
在一路历史下来，我们看见撒旦在那里来到抵挡神的计划，并且在那里毁坏神的子民。
He was using all means to deceive and entice men to depart from God.
他全方位的来到引诱人来到离开神。
And the evil power represented in these sections by the dragon, by the beast, by the harlot.
这个邪恶的势力在这里所代表的就有那个大淫妇有
the dragon,
有红龙。
Yeah, and the harlot.
同埋这个的大淫妇。
Yeah. And again, we can use some synonyms to represent how Satan deceived this world.
咁我哋可以再讲落去仇敌点样样嚟欺骗呢个世界。
Especially when you read Babylon, like we use the three P's, the word letter P.
特别讲到巴比伦咧，讲到三个嘅 P 啊。
First is possession.
第一个咧就系拥有。
You know, Satan is always enticing us to possess, get more and get more.
仇敌咧就系常引诱我哋，我要攞多啲，攞多啲。
Have you ever heard of the commercial? Do you want, when will you have your first $1 million?
究竟有冇睇過個廣告咧？你幾陣時攞到你第一桶金咧，就100万。
And then, what about a bigger house?
然之後咧，幾時能夠有一間大啲嘅屋咧
？A nicer car.
一架好啲嘅車。
You know, possession is very deceiving.
你知道嗎？擁有物質咧係好欺騙人嘅。
The moment you really possess something, you immediately find that it doesn't last.
當你擁有咗你心頭好嘅時候咧，你發覺咧原來並不長久嘅，因為擁有慾。
And you want to possess more.
你立刻咧就會想要多一啲。
If you visit an elderly nursing home,
如果你去一啲養老院嘅時候。
Have you ever visited very lonely people?
你有冇去探訪一啲好孤單嘅老人咧
？Ask, do you still treasure your old possessions?
你究竟仲有冇常常思想你心裏邊所要擁有過嘅嘢咧
？Or you rather have someone visiting you and say hello to you?
啊，定係你嗰啲都唔緊要啦，最緊要有人嚟探你，同你講 hello。
So anything tangible is actually not satisfying。
啊，其實我哋啊嗰啲嘅物質啊，其實唔能夠滿足我哋嘅心。
And then the second P is position。
啊，第二個嘅 P 就係地位。
So we all want a better position, like an honorable position.
我哋想要有一個好高嘅職位。
We don't want to be being looked down by people.
我哋想要尊貴嘅，唔想要俾人哋睇低嘅。
But that's natural.
呢個好自然嘅。
But the more important thing is your position before God.
啊，但係最緊要嘅就係你究竟你喺神面前嘅地位係咩嘢
？Remember, Belshazzar in Daniel, the king, like when God revealed to him, you were weighed on the scale, and basically you are nothing.
講到呢個巴比倫王神審判嘅時候你就係放喺天平嘅上邊，實在就係冇嘢嘅。
He's a king. He's the most powerful man on in the world.
佢係巴沙撒王，係世上邊最有權柄嘅王。
But in God's scale, he's nothing.
但係喺神嘅眼中係等於無有。
So what is your position before God?
究竟你喺神面前嘅地位係咩嘢？
Or what position do you treasure most?
究竟你係要乜嘢嘅地位？你
係
咪寶貴嘅
？I tell you, I always find myself very honourable being a child of God.
我常常覺得我成為神嘅兒女係好有榮耀嘅。
You know, Satan always deceives us.
但係仇敵常常有欺騙我哋。
You need to blend in with the society.
你需要融入社會。
Do not appear awkward.
唔好俾人看為異類。
I find this is a big lie.
我覺得呢個係一個好大嘅謊言。
I'm a dentist. I'm still working as a dentist.
我係牙醫，我仍然係做緊牙醫嘅。
I would grab every opportunity if the law permits to tell my patients I am a Christian.
我找緊每一個機會，如果神俾我機會嘅話，我會同我病人講我係一個基督徒。
You know, obviously in Australia, I think America as well, you cannot preach to your patients. You have to be very wise.To wait for opportunity to tell them.
我知道澳洲係咁，美國都係咁。你唔可以硬生生嘅嚟到向你個病人嚟到灌輸，但你要找尋啲機會，你要作見證。
But I tell you what, if you're not just I'm a Christian, please forgive me. Can I share something with you? It's not like that.
我哋唔係淨係咁講我係一個基督徒我可唔可以同你交通一啲嘢咧？
I'm telling them, on Sunday, I go to church. My wife and my children go to church with me, and we enjoy it.
我是这样说，主日我去教会，我太太和我的小孩子都是一同去教会，并且我享用这些聚会。
And they were, oh, you are Christians. Of course I am. I'm a born-again Christian.
哦，你是基督徒啊？我都是啦，我是一个重生的基督徒。
And they would ask, do you read the Bible?
咁佢就问你，咁你有冇读圣经啊？
And I would say,I definitely read the Bible, and I teach the Bible.
我一定讀聖經，並且我教導聖經。
The reason I say this is, we need to sometimes, as Christians, be offensive.
我點解咁講咧？有時作為呢個基督徒咧，我係需要有力嘅作出呢個見證。
And not just be defensive.
唔係好似防衛性質嘅，要有進取性嘅。
Even outside, when you have meal outside, do you pray? Do you give grace before meal?
你出去吃饭，究竟喺吃饭之前喺餐馆里面，你有冇嚟到祷告咧？谢饭。
To my surprise, many Christians, long-term Christians, they find it difficult to pray outside.
好奇怪，我见到好多信主好耐基督徒喺外边嚟到吃饭嘅时候咧，有难处祷告啊。
They fear of being despised or looked funny.
因为从世人嘅眼光觉得呢啲系怪异嘅。
It is not, I can tell you. The moment you stand firm, Satan will flee.
不是这样的。当你站稳你的地位的时候，仇敌就会逃跑。
And that is exactly throughout this division, this section, we can see God is teaching us something.
所以在这个部分里面，神是教导我一些事情。
Even back to chapter 1, verse 9, just read the red word.
再回去第一章的第九节，是这样的。
John was introducing himself.I am here, like, because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
啊，約翰咁講嘅，啊，我喺呢度啊，就係並為耶穌基督啊作嘅見證。
Why was he there?
It was 點解喺呢度咧？
Because he was bear witnesses for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
啊，因為啊，佢係為著神嘅道，為耶穌基督嚟作見證嘅。
And then in the whole middle of this whole section, you can find few verses that God highlighted to us, which is the overcomers.
啊，喺啊。这个部分里面呢红色字那里就是讲到神在那里呼召得胜者。
Verse 12:11:1 They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命12:11
Brothers and sisters, this is our calling.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们的呼召。
We are living in a very wicked world.
我们活在一个败坏的世代当中。
Technology doesn't help us.
科技并不能够帮助我们。
Advancement doesn't cure our issues.
并且科技的进步不能够叫我们所面对的难处来到单纯。
Oh, sorry, I forgot the third P, right? The third P is power.
第三個對唔住，唔記得咗講第三個 P。第三個 P 係講到權勢、權力。
So again, Satan would use this to deceive and entice us。
仇敵係用呢個權力嚟吸引我哋。
So you need to have power。
我係需要有權。
I need to be powerful。
我需要有權力。
I want people to listen to me。
我想人要聽我嘅話。
Or I need to be more powerful than you。
或者我要比你更加有權。
What is real power?
乜嘢係真正嘅權
？All authority is from God。
所有嘅權都係從神而嚟嘅。
And I find indeed real power is your power to be able to influence people and bring people to Christ。
真正嘅能力就係你能夠影響人，並且引人嚟歸向基督。
And bear the testimony for Jesus。
並且為耶穌基督嚟背負見證。
And that's why here it says 12:11. This is a very important verse. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
第12:11是很重要的。弟兄胜过他是因着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
And then chapter 14, the very famous about the 144,000. And the descriptions of them, just quickly, the...Red word, they follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
14:14第一节讲到嗰144,000嘅人喺佢哋嚟到跟随羔羊。
So during this whole long time in history, God is calling overcomer, and who are they? They are the one they follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
喺历史嘅长流嘅当中，神一直嚟到呼召佢嘅得胜者。呢啲得勝者是誰呢？他們就是無論羔羊往哪處去，他們都跟隨一班的這樣的人。
So basically, only two options.
One, 就只有兩個選擇。
Are you following the beast or are you following the lamb?
你究竟是跟隨獸還是跟隨羔羊？
So again, John saw this vision.
約翰看見這個異象。
So many things happening in the world.
地上边好多事情喺度发生。
The world is following the beast, the dragon, and the antichrist and the false prophets.
地上边嘅人你要跟随兽，跟随红龙，跟随呢个敌基督。
But there is a small group of people, they follow the lamb, even to death.
但系呢度一班小群嘅人，佢哋要跟随羔羊，直虽至于死。
So I don't know what challenges or what trials you're undergoing, brothers and sisters.
我唔知道你哋现今经历咩嘅难处，咩嘅挑战，弟兄姊妹。
But are you following the lamb or following the beast?
究竟你跟随兽，亦或跟随羔羊呢
？So my conclusion for these three sections is: in every church, God is seeking true worshippers and overcomers.Who faithfully hold fast to the testimony of Jesus.
在这三部分里面，我的结论就是，在每一个聚会的里面，神都在那里来寻找那些真诚敬拜和得胜者，他们是那些专心 持守耶稣基督见证的人。
May the Lord help us to be faithful testimony of Jesus and worshipper and overcomers.
愿意神来到吸引我们忠心成为敬拜的人，并且是成为得胜者来跟随他。
Yeah, indeed, I have another important section, the coming of New Jerusalem.
然之后紧要的一部最后一部分就是新耶路撒冷的降临。
Sorry, how much time do I still have? Sure, okay. Well, I can tell you, I will be quick. This is the most brilliant, glorious sections of the whole Revelation.
这一部分是整个启示录里面最荣耀最精彩的一部分。
Wow, coming to the climax of God's revelation.
就是神的启示的高潮。
Chapter 21, it says, I'm going to show you something.
21章就这样说，我会带你见一些的异象。
John was shown two things basically, the new heaven and new earth.
约翰看见第一就是新天新地。
And then, inside this new heaven and new earth, is the new Jerusalem.
在新天新地的当中有新耶路撒冷。
And you know what, the word new Jerusalem is not new, maybe new to you, but not new to the new early churches.
我知道新耶路撒冷对我们是新的，但对于早期的教会来说不是新的。
Now, if you look back to the book of Hebrews, it talks about that already.
如果我们回去看这个希伯来书的时候，已经是这样讲了。
Remember chapter 11, there was like a heroes list, like Abraham and Moses, and two conclusive remarks about these people.
在第十二章希伯来书呢，有讲到一啲嘅见证人，有讲到亚伯拉罕，有讲到摩西，并且对佢哋有啲嘅结论。
And chapter 11, verse 10 talks about Abraham. He was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God.
第十一章的第十节咧，讲到亚伯拉罕系等候嗰座有根基嘅城，就系神所经营、所建造嘅。
So already a city with foundation, a city referred there.
呢度就系讲到有一座嘅城，呢座城系有根基嘅。
And then from 13 to 14, we just read the red line. They were aliens and strangers on earth. And then 16, why? They were looking for a better country, a heavenly one, a city prepared for them.
这里讲到他们在世上是客旅，他们要找一个家乡，要能够去羡慕一个在天上的更美的家乡。
And then more clearly, chapter 12, from verse 22 and 23, talking about you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem.
12章的22节开始就是讲到你来到那天上边，你那是来到锡安山，就是天上边的耶路撒冷。
And the church of the firstborn continued to explain.
然之后23节就讲到有名录在天上边诸长子之会。
So actually, the early Christians, they were waiting to see the city built by God, the New Jerusalem, Mount Zion.
所以起初的基督徒他们在那里来到等候这个新耶路撒冷，就是天上边的耶路撒冷。
And so that coming back to this new heaven and new earth, and especially 21 verse 2,
特别回来到讲这个新天新地新耶路撒冷，就是21章的第二节。
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And then third, verse 3. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling place of God is with man, and he will live with man. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them, and they be their God.
第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要作他的子民。神要亲自与他们同在，作他们的神。
This is a profound verse, profound and truly promising and satisfying. Now the dwelling of God is with man.
这个实在是很深入又很实际又会应验的，就是神的帐幕在人间。
Do you know the first question ever recorded in the Bible?
你知道在圣经里面第一个的问题记载是什么问题呢？
What is the first question from the Bible? Question.
第一个问题是什么呢？
Where are you exactly?
你在哪里？ God, 人啊，你在哪里？
God was asking, where are you?
神向人说，你在哪里？
Sin separated man from God.
人离开了神。
And God cannot dwell with man.
神不能够与人同住。
And God has used his tremendous efforts by sacrificing his beloved son in order to reconcile us back to God.
神尽了很大的努力代价，叫神的儿子来到拯救我们，叫我们能够回到神的面前。
God himself will be with them and be their God.
神要作他们的神，亲自与他们同在。
This is John's vision.
这个是约翰的意象。
It says here, from heaven, this city, which is the church we know, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
这个就是新耶路撒冷，也都是教会，也都是羔羊的妻，为羔羊来预备的。
And further on, there are very detailed descriptions about this Jerusalem.
跟着呢，有很详细的描述新耶路撒冷。
We just very quickly like talking about in chapter 16, verse 16, the measurement, which basically is a cube.
来到第十六节咧，嗰个嘅长宽咧，原来咧就系一个嘅立体，四方嘅立体。
And it represents all originally the only thing that appears as a cube in the Bible from the Old Testament.Is the Holy of the Holies.
在旧约里面来到形容一个地方是四方的立体呢，就是至圣所。
So if you go home and check, this is a cube, the Holy of the Holies, whether it's a tabernacle or in the house of God.
无论是神的家或者是这个的圣殿或者是这个会幕都是一个立体四方。
So once again,In the new heaven and new earth, man and God will have intimate relationship. Everyone can see God's face.
在新天新地里面，人和神有十分亲密的关系，每一个人都能够面向神，朝见神。
And then talk about the material, like very quickly, I can just read a few words in red. Jasper, pure gold, every kind of precious stone and pearls.
或者讲一讲一啲嘅物质。就是每一样东西都是透明的，都是纯净的，譬如讲到碧玉、晶金、玻璃这样。
So John has given the vision that this new Jerusalem is not just material, not just from nature, but it is pure gold, like refined, after trials.
这里所讲到的各样的物质好像是物质，但不是地上的物质。譬如讲到精金，它是试炼过的，熬炼过的。
Like, we all know, like, in building the church, Paul clearly tells us, chapter 3, 1 Corinthians 11 and 12, 12, anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, or straw.
譬如在这个保罗在临前告诉我们，若果有人用金银、宝石来建造建造的话呢？
So Jesus is now building his church.
所以耶稣基督是现今就建造他自己的教会。
He needs precious stone to build his church.
他需要用宝石来建造他的教会。
Are we ready?
我们是不是准备好呢？
Are we ready to be used by the Lord to build his church?
我们是不是准备好自己来被主来到作为建造他自己教会的材料呢？
And Peter explained to us our faith can be like a trial and becomes more precious than gold.
彼得告诉我们，我们的信心经过试验就比被火炼过的精金更加可贵。
So again, very important verse here, verse 23.
在23节很重要的一节圣经。
The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and the Lamb is its lamp.
城内又不需要有日光来照，日月光照，因为有神荣耀的光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
No more shadow, no more night
冇黑夜，亦都冇黑影。
Of course, we don't understand exactly how it works.
啊，當然我哋唔知道究竟點樣能夠作成嘅。
But in the book of John, again from John.
啊，但喺約翰福音
，John said, "In him was life, and that life was the light of man."
啊，生命在他裏頭，這生命就是人嘅光。
You know, the life of Jesus is your light.
你知道嗎？啊，耶穌基督嘅生命就係你嘅光。
This is profound.
呢個係好深入嘅。
We are to walk in the light, the true light, which is the life of Jesus.
我哋需要喺啊，主耶穌基督嘅真光裏邊嚟行走。
So, brothers and sisters, my time is out. Sorry for that.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我時間到啦。
But I just feel that we need, all of us need to pray to have a vision from the Lord.
啊，就我深深感覺，我哋一定要禱告，我哋要從神得著異象。
And God has given that revelation already.
啊，並且神已經將異象賜予俾我哋。
We don't know when the Lord will be back.
我唔知道主幾時翻嚟。
But I know that my time, my opportunity.To know him, to serve him is very limited.
啊，但我卻知道我能夠認識佢，我能夠嚟到服侍佢嘅機會係何等嘅少。
I don't know how long you've been Christians.
我唔知道你信咗主有幾耐。
How has the knowledge of him or experience of Jesus been growing?
啊，究竟你有冇經歷過佢嘅自己，並且曉得佢嘅榮耀
？We need to encourage one another.
我哋需要彼此咧嚟到激励
，because without vision，
因为没有异象
，we cast off restraint，
啊，民就放肆
，and we will perish，
啊，我哋就迷路，我哋会灭亡。
Without the vision of who Jesus is，
啊，呢个问题就系基督嘅所事。
Without this vision and what he's going to do，
啊，如果我哋唔知道佢所事，并且佢所要嘅系咩嘢咧？
We'll just become random Christian.
我哋就变咗一个唔受限制嘅基督徒。
Truly, may the Lord help us and have one final concluding verse.
啊，愿意神嚟帮助我哋喺最尾有呢一节嘅圣经。
I hope we can just and you go home memorize this verse. It tells who you are.
啊，愿意我哋翻屋企，我哋嚟背呢节嘅圣经。呢一节圣经话俾我哋听，究竟我哋是谁？
Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
我们却是天上边的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上边降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这个卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Brothers, this is your hope.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是你的盼望。
You are citizens of heaven.
你是属天的国民。
You belong to God.
你属于主的。
Today you are not waiting for anything else.
啊，今天你不是等候别的一些人。
Waiting for our Lord to come back.
你乃是等候我的主耶稣基督从天降临。
He will transform us.
他要你要改变我们。
And we will meet him.
并且我们要来到与他来到相遇。
We live a very momentary life on earth.
我们在地上必须是短暂的生命。
But we live with this eternal perspective every day.
但是我们却需要有这个永远的看见，每一天我们活在地上。
And I find this very empowering for me.
我觉得这个对于我来说是非常有用的。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are forever grateful.
父神，我哋里面实在嘅十分感恩。
For your love and for your call.
因着你嘅天召，因着你嘅爱。
Thank you for giving us the New Jerusalem as our hope.
感谢神将新耶路撒冷成为我哋嘅盼望。
And even today, Lord, you still give us opportunity to be refined in order to be worthy of the building.
并且甚至乎在今天，你仍然给我们机会，你都被傲练以至于我们在那一天能够被你来到建造。
Heavenly Father, help us to be faithful.
父神，愿意你帮助我们，你要作忠心的仆人。
And Lord Jesus, we cry out to you, come Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督，我们向你呼喊， 愿你快来。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brothers and sisters.
多谢弟兄姊妹。